little nervous about this one, bro. It's like once it's out there and you can't take it back. And it just makes it more real. Maybe I don't want it to be real. But here goes nothing. Yeah, pen and pad in front of me, I don't know where to start. But it's the type of beat to vent on, to share your heart. Usually I write so you can receive, but this time, this song will be more therapeutic for me. Check it, 6 years ago I said goodbye to New Jersey and moved to Florida to marry my bride in a hurry. Though it was a sacrifice for me cause I was deserting my fam, I did it for the type of love that I had been yearning. Fast forward to present time, now I'm in my 30s. Reading over divorce papers to sign and it's hurting. Trying to come up with a plan to acquire the earnings I need to file. I might even have to hire attorneys. Dang, I thought she was my ride or die on this journey, but I was wrong. Cause she looked me in the eye and she sternly told me she wants a divorce. It felt like a knife was inserting into my heart. I was tossed aside like I wasn't worthy. In my mind we was working, I was providing and serving. My love for her was like an all-consuming fire that's burning. I guess my efforts fell short cause the tide had been turning. And now I wrestle self-doubt, thinking I'm undeserving of love. That's embarrassing to admit. Maybe I'm being too transparent with you on this. She's gone, but it's like she hasn't loosened her grip. It's time for me to get this tat removed from my wrist and erase her name. Cause even as I write this rhyme, I'm reminded of her every time I look down. It plagues the brain, then the mind plays a game of only replaying good memories, not the bad, to keep me in this state of pain. My fans here fight for us to sing along, but more than that, I had hoped the message would bring her home. But the fight's over cause I was swinging at ears. She get ticks to the box and shorty left me in this ring alone. And I've been playing pretend with my friends and family to ask, hey, how you been? I give them that A-OK cliche, but within, I'm battling depression and the temptation to sin. My flesh is screaming, let the self-medication begin. Let's feast on a blade of lust and then chase it with gin. But I can't, because I know what awaits in the end. An addiction that'll keep me trapped in the state that I'm in, so I fight. My knees are calloused for my time in prayer. I'm asking God to deliver me from my despair. It's more than I can bear. God, I need answers. Then I hear him tell me, open up your Bible and you'll find it there. Yeah, then I find clarity in 1 Peter 5:7. It isn't there I read. I can cast my anxieties on him cause he cares for me. If ever there's a need, my father said he'll be there indeed. Man, I need him now more than ever. I'm feeling down and my heart is severed. But as I continue to read, all I can do is believe that he's just, and he gon' work all of this out for my better. I heard my dog say that when one door closes, another will open. But it's hell in the hallway, and it's still a long way until I reach that open door. But while I'm in this hell, I'll be giving my God praise. So my man Grateful Ray hits me, gives me a call, and he asks me, yo, Tommy, how you doing, bro? How you holding up? I tell him, man, can't even lie, it's been hard. Clinging to Jesus like never before. Jesus is all I got. And he says, well, that's good. Cause Jesus is all you'll ever need. Facts. Amen. It may be hell in this hallway, but I see light at the end. And I'm making my way towards it. All things in his strength.